Good morning. It was a day when a Doordarshan anchor stole the show and the Independence Day celebrations as his famous remarks, "Disaster," went viral across social media. The remarks were made on the first live coverage of flag hosting at the BJP headquarters, but the flag had more self-respect than those who shall not be named. As if dropping the flag wasn't enough, Amit Shah then turned around and saluted the BJP karyakartas in a gross disregard for the flag. But then flag hosting was never taught at the Shakha. They didn't hoist the flag for the longest time. Even the Prime Minister struggled, not only in his speech, which was his most boring and uninspiring one till date, though he did promise to emulate the Indian rupee and send India to the space. But the nervousness was telling when he started gulping water as the national anthem started. And Jaitley, the third wheel of the three-wheeler that is driving the Indian economy, chose to put Patel at the center with Gandhi and Bhagat Singh flanking him on the right and the left. Missing in the post was obviously Nehru, turning their sleep into nightmares even after 71 years of independence and that famous speech which Prasoon Joshi and the ilk can never carve out for the current Prime Minister. It is 16th August 2018. And our thoughts go out to the anchor or the guest, whoever said those famous words, disaster, and marked how 15th August was across the world, as you'll hear in today's editorial. But before we go ahead, our condolences on the death of the former Indian skipper, Ajit Wadekar, who taught India how to win abroad, beating the mighty West Indians in West Indies and England in England, among other achievements. He will be well remembered. And also remembering his former Indian Prime Minister who's battling for his life at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences. But the chances of him surviving are as bleak as justice to Gujarat victims that died in the pogrom under his leadership. And we're talking about leaders in life. Arvind Kejriwal, the B-team captain of the Sangh, refused to accept the resignation of Ashutosh, who was resigning for very, very personal reasons, saying Kejriwal said that he won't accept the resignation in his lifetime. Oh, and before we forget, it is Arvind Kejriwal's birthday today as well. And then there is Kerala. As Kerala continues to reel under the worst floods in nearly a century, with the death toll rose to 72 on Wednesday as rising water stranded tens of thousands of people and forced the closure of one of its main airports, the Kochi Airport, till Saturday. But Sanghis will be Sanghis. They couldn't hold on to their beef with Kerala cow eaters. Once they were done posting fake photos of their organization claiming to help the flood victims, just like they claimed to be part of the freedom struggle, they now were claiming that the floods were a retribution for the killing of cows. Well, thankfully, the Prime Minister Modi intervened and mediated truce between the Kerala and Tamil Nadu over the rising water level in Melapuriyar Dam and its outflow. Talking about outflow, Ajay Singh Bisht, always trying to stay in the limelight, has taken a real liking to changing names. He's always up to it. First, there was his name, which he changed from Ajay Kumar Bisht to Adityanath, and then Yogi Adityanath. So what if no one has ever seen him doing yoga? The Uttar Pradesh government has approached the centre for its approval to rename the airports in Bareilly, Kanpur and Agra. A move that comes close on the heels of rechristening the iconic Mughal Sarai railway station in the state after RSS thinker Deen Dayal Upadhyay. According to a proposal from the state civil aviation department, the Bareilly airport is to be named Nath Nagari after Ajay Kumar Bisht's Gorakhnath sect, the temple of which he is the Mahant. That's all in the India section. We now move to what was cooking internationally. Well, Turkish currency to begin with. Turkey's beleaguered currency has bounced back from record lows after Qatar pledged to shore up the banking sector's shaky finances with loans worth $15 billion. And all this is happening because of a US pastor, Andrew Brunson, who is on trial in Turkey on terrorism charges and also probably Ankara's buying of Russian defense systems. But President Donald Trump doubled tariffs on Turkish metals exports to the United States last week, prompting Turkey, which says it will not bow to threats, to raise tariffs on US cars, alcohol and tobacco by the same amount yesterday. This, along with concerns about the rising value of the dollar and weak profits in Chinese tech firms, is sending global financial markets into reverse. Well, in other news, at least 48 people have been killed in a suicide bomb attack in a classroom at an education academy in the west of the Afghan capital Kabul, in the Shia neighborhood of Dasht-e-Barchi. About 100 students were believed to have been in the classroom at the time of the explosion. Well, there wasn't good news coming in from Sudan as well, where at least 24 children were on their way to school and a health worker drowned when their boat sank in northern Sudan. More than 40 children were on the boat, whose engine failed in a strong current as it crossed a 2.5-kilometer flooded area near the River Nile. Children who were between the ages of 7 and 16 began to panic, leaned to one side, and the boat overturned. Only two bodies have been found. But this wasn't enough already. Italian Prime Minister Conte declared a 12-month state of emergency after a section of a motorway bridge recently collapsed in Genoa that claimed 39 lives. And if all this disaster writ large from yesterday compels you to smoke a spliff and numb the day, well, don't try it if you are in and around Connecticut City Park in the United States, where at least 47 people have overdosed from a suspected synthetic marijuana at or near New Haven Green, a downtown park near Yale University. Well, we'll just stop here for the day. We did say that the DD guy got it right. It was a disaster of a day. But now, we hope and pray that the worst is over. We will be back tomorrow with hopefully lesser news of disasters, whether elected or natural. Thank you for listening. Goodbye from TakeApart.com.